Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we listen to music of Sergei Lyapunov, a late disciple of Mili Balakirev, the founder of the Russian Five. One Past Five is what we call tonight's program. The Mighty Handful, or the Russian Five, refers to that collective of 19th-century composers who established a national sound in Russian music, drawing on the folk material and liturgical traditions of their native land. The group included, most famously, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, Modest Mussorgsky, and Alexander Borodin, but also the much less known Cesar Cui. The leader of the Five was Mili Balakirev, who had very strong ideas about what Russian music should accomplish, and he was not at all bashful about telling other composers what to do. He directed the careers of his acolytes, which included not only the Five, but on several occasions, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky. It was because of Balakirev that Tchaikovsky composed his Manfred Symphony, and also his Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture. In fact, it was due to Balakirev's very close guidance through the revisions of the latter work that the overture stands as the masterpiece it is. And there are recordings of the early drafts that demonstrate just how right, in this instance, Balakirev was. In his later years, Balakirev's compositional influence was on the wane, with two notable exceptions. He was responsible for introducing the prodigy Alexander Glazunov to Rimsky-Korsakov, and he was blessed with one final, very talented acolyte, Sergei Lyapunov. Lyapunov was born in Yaroslavl in 1859. Although after the age of 8, his family moved to Balakirev's hometown of Nizhny Novgorod. In 1883, he graduated from the Moscow Conservatory, which he had attended on the recommendation of its director, Nikolai Rubinstein. He found himself more attracted to the new Russian school, as exemplified by the Five, as opposed to the more cosmopolitan thinking of Tchaikovsky and Sergei Taneyev. So he set out for St. Petersburg to introduce himself to Balakirev. Balakirev's influence was to remain strong for the balance of his creative life. Beginning in 1893, he, Balakirev, and Anatoly Liadov embarked on a series of folk song collecting expeditions. They collected 300 songs in all, 30 of which Lyapunov arranged for voice and piano. Folk music also colored his orchestral works from the era, as can be heard in our first music. This is a solemn overture on Russian themes in the key of C major. The former USSR State Academy Orchestra is conducted by Yevgeny Svetlanov.
Thank you.
Music dating from 1896 by Sergei Lyapunov. That was his solemn overture on Russian themes, with its almost ridiculously grand finale. The former USSR State Academy Orchestra was conducted by Yevgeny Svetlanov. Lyapunov's other great influence was Franz Liszt, whom Balakirev also evidently admired. While a student at the Moscow Conservatory, Lyapunov counted among his teachers Karl Klinefort, a former Liszt pupil. Lyapunov himself must have been an astonishing pianist, although he's said to have had a rather serious personality. He lacked the charisma of a true keyboard matinee idol. Between 1897 and 1905, he paid tribute to Liszt and some of the other ivory lions of the day with his own set of transcendental etudes, which were designed to supplement Liszt's. Since Liszt composed his entirely in flat keys, Lyapunov went sharp. The opening lullaby is used as the theme for the lost chord. Here's pianist Lewis Kentner in these selections from Lyapunov's Transcendental Etudes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Selections from 12 Transcendental Etudes, Opus 11, by Sergei Lyapunov, written to the memory of Franz Liszt. We've heard three of them, Berceuse, or Lullaby, in F-sharp, then Aeolian Harp, in D, and finally Lezginka, a folk dance of the Caucasus, in B minor. Regrettably, there isn't time tonight for the other nine. The pianist was Louis Kentner, Silesian-born, of Hungarian parents, who, with the rise of fascism in Europe, made his home in England. The opening lullaby, of course, the theme music we enjoy each week. Lyapunov himself had success as a touring pianist. He made several tours of Europe, including one of Germany and Austria in 1910 and 11. We're celebrating this late disciple of Mili Balakirev this week, Balakirev, the leader of the Russian Five. 5:01, you're listening to The Lost Chord. While there are certainly Russian overtones to some of the selections we just heard, it was not the principal focus of the music, which is intended as an homage to Liszt and his great keyboard contemporaries. By contrast, our next work, composed in 1908, is infused with the spirit of Ukraine, which proved a rich source of folk material for many Russian composers. This is Lyapunov's Rhapsody on Ukrainian Themes. There have been other recordings of the work, all of them in state-of-the-art sound, and with more unified orchestral playing. Yet this one remains my favorite. Michael Ponti is the soloist, and the Westphalian Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Siegfried Landau. Music dating from 1908 by Sergei Lyapunov. We've just heard his Rhapsody on Ukrainian themes. Michael Ponte was the pianist, and the Westphalian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Siegfried Landau. In addition to being a fine pianist himself, Lyapunov succeeded Rimsky-Korsakov as assistant director of music at the Imperial Chapel, became head of the Free Music School, and in 1911, a professor at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. Following the Russian Revolution, he settled in Paris, where he directed a school of Russian immigrants. He died there of a heart attack in 1924 at the age of 64. Sergei Lyapunov, a late exponent of the Russian National School, a follower of Mili Balakirev, who, as we mentioned, was leader of the Russian Five. 1 past 5. I'm Ross Samico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.